and friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
So it's been a while since we've gotten to see Courtney because she's been having fun in the sun.
Yeah. I want to hear all about it.
It was so much fun.
Yeah,
I mean, it exceeded my imagination. Aww. Turks and Caicos. And yeah. I went on my son's senior trip as a chaperone, I suppose.
How many boys were you chaperoning?
Yeah.
And I don't know how much we did chaperone. I felt like they were kind of heathenistic.
So describe the setting. Right? One of them turned 18 on the trip.
So there was myself and three other moms and seven boys. The moms had a condo separate from the boys. The boys were like two blocks away in their own condo.
Okay.
So we had, it was.
And you guys were right on the ocean.
Yes. We were on the ocean and the boys were not.
And so you guys had a pool, right?
Yeah. And the boys did too. But the idea was that the boys would want to come to our place because it was on the ocean. That didn't work out so much. But that's okay. Yeah. I felt like it was a perfect combination of, I had a great vacation with some amazing women.
Mm-hmm.
The boys they lived their perfect senior trip. Senior trip vacation. Yeah. I mean, if I was their age, that's the vacation I would have wanted.
I don't remember senior trips existing when I was that age.
I went to Mazatlan, but I didn't we didn't have any parents.
Oh, you did that? I did backpack Europe.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So now
I did nothing because I was
And then we did do a lot of things together. We did make dinner for the boys, you know, a couple of nights, and we went out to dinner a couple of nights with the boys. We did some adventures with the boys.
What was your favorite adventure?
Probably when we chartered a boat that took us,
Lizard Island.
Yeah, we went to not Lizard Island. It's,
I don't know. Wait,
what? No, it is. They are reptiles.
Iguana.
Yes.
Oh, Iguana Island.
Iguana Island.
I don't know.
And we snorkeled and,
is it just an island covered in iguanas that you could just like hang out with?
They were big.
I mean, they were like several feet, can't they?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there were small ones and there were bigger ones, but the water around this island is so clear and blue, and it was amazing. That was the best adventure I had with the boys.
Yeah,
there's free drinks on the boat. They like had,
and they were all
when the boys heard that they had like fruit punch, which was spiked.
Oh.
They went up to the bar and they started just drinking, and they didn't stop.
I saw the pictures and videos of them dancing. They were so cute.
Oh my gosh! Yes, yeah. So they as the boat was heading back, they were dancing and bonging beers, and they even got some of the dads on the boat.
Just random dads?
Yeah. One of the moms was like, I don't know what's happening. What is my husband doing?
He's beer bonging with a bunch of 18-year-olds.
Are you living his youth?
I go, it's the testosterone. It's just going to take over.
It does.
And it is.
Have you guys ever tried to go back and pretend like you were in college again? You're like, I can't.
It hurts.
It hurts.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
And the boys met like a group, another group of 17-year-old girls. We call so they were at like two resorts down, and there's this bar. We called it the swing bar because it was a bar out on the sand that had swings that surrounded it
instead of bar stools.
Yeah. Well, one side had stools, and then
it probably had a ground. Like, I can't imagine having stools in the sand.
No, I mean, it wasn't on the sand. It was, like, on a platform.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, the swings and the stools were on the, like, wood platform, like a deck.
Oh,
and so these girls couldn't, their parents were very good about keeping track of them, and they couldn't leave their resort. So our boys went down to the swing bar every single day and hang out with these girls.
That's so cute.
They were beautiful. They were sweet. And there was,
well, and it's perfect too, because and wasn't it perfect too, Courtney, because like some of the boys had girlfriends, but there was like almost the perfect combination of boys who were on the trip who didn't have girlfriends and available girls.
Yes. And then,
and so I think they all could be friends and have fun, but then there was no, you know,
it was ultimately, I think they all ended up just being friends. But it was flirty and fun, and they just
had a great old time.
I think they're from Chicago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. And so,
and their senior trip too.
I think so.
Were they? Yeah.
They were seniors
so
too.
All same age, yeah.
Yep. And I did interview a couple at that bar who had been observing. They said it was the best thing ever to just go down to the swing bar, sit back, and watch the movie.
That's so cute.
That would be fun.
And well, didn't they also say that there was a group of boys, California boys, who were not nearly as entertaining to watch as the Idaho boys.
Yeah.
They're like, the Idaho boys were way more fun to watch because the Idaho boys were way, did you say more life aware? Because I don't know how to put it differently.
Maybe just, I don't know. I think that they may be, I mean, because I think we have raised our boys in a small town. Mm-hmm. We have let them have safe,
independence.
Where the neighborhood watch is the whole community and everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, where in California you might not let your boys ride their bikes in fifth grade, you know, 3 miles to the beach.
Exactly.
We can let our boys do that. So everyone we met said they thought our boys were in college, and they were really surprised that they were in high school because they have an air of confidence and independence.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that they were the life of the party on the island that week.
How fun.
So cute.
Well, that's the best memory ever.
I love
you, Wiley. You're going to just love and appreciate forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it was so much fun. Yeah. I mean, we all had a, and I did love, I mean, I grew closer to the other mothers.
Oh, yeah.
They're rock stars. So fun.
Yeah.
Aww. I mean,
it sounds like you met so
many
beautiful people.
We danced, we sang karaoke. As you know, I can't sing, but I was singing.
You can sing.
No, I can't carry a tune. We skinny dipped as much as we possibly could. We were like,
you don't want tan lines.
No, well, I mean, every like most nights when we're walking home, we're like, "Ooh, that pool looks inviting," and there's no one around.
Oh, you know. We're going in the skinny dipping in random hotel pool.
Yeah,
so that's awesome.
That's so
and the ocean too. I mean, it was just so much fun.
Mm-hmm. How could you not?
Mm-hmm. And I loved getting to know Wiley's friends better. I mean, I know them, but it's like different when you are in that situation.
Yes.
Just
getting
knowing them on a
them.
Like a more friendly basis, you know,
laid back, inhibitions down because they're inebriated slightly.
Yes, exactly.
Well, it was kind of nice though too because the beers and things were so expensive they couldn't get too crazy because they're still working on, you know, what
they were trying to do it as cheaply as possible. So they did find out where to get the cheapest food. Where to get the cheapest beer.
I love that they did all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah. So it was fun. They, and like I said, they had their perfect life because, you know, one of the boys turned 18 and they went to this club, and I guess somebody had rented out the VIP section for their birthday, and they did a call out, whoever, you know, if anybody has a birthday. So all our boys was like, said, hey, this guy, our friend, is having a birthday. So they invited all the Idaho boys into their VIP section.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, there is an infamous
picture of
that boy, yeah, has the biggest smile on his face.
Oh, it's so
and
cute.
We called her Big Booty Judy, but basically all you can see is her booty on his lap.
Oh, she was just this really fun, sweet person who, yeah, who was like, okay, birthday boy.
I'm going
to
you.
And he loved it.
Oh, he loved it. You can tell on
his
face.
Welcome to adulthood.
Wiley said that was his favorite part of the whole trip, was watching
really?
That happen.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yep.
he was like, because that's pretty much the epitome of everyone's just being friendly, safe, you know, just having fun and not taking anything too seriously.
And I don't know if I ever have seen Wiley, or I don't know, I can't imagine, or I couldn't have imagined those boys dancing, but they danced. They danced every night. They were having so much fun.
Oh, Courtney, when they get together and they have their gatherings, as they like, I mean, I see so many snippets, like they dance hard.
Oh,
those kids do.
I love it.
At their gatherings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. It was fun. And I'm glad I went.
Yeah, I'm glad you went.
That's fun.
I'm sad I wasn't there, but.
I'm sad you guys weren't there either, but you know. Yeah.
I think it's neat that it was all we didn't have boys who would have been there, so I think it's
it
neat that
different.
It was the moms.
Yeah. Well, and I did get some really good interviews. I met some really beautiful people, and that was so fun.
So this is like
I met a lot of couples, some that I like interviewed, and then some that I didn't, and it was just really fun to hear their stories.
Yeah. And some of them were recent empty nesters, and we're like, okay, Val and I empty nested. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last year, you're about to.
Yeah.
So, like, that's a just totally new phase in life, and it's kind of exciting. And
I think this is such a transition time in you know in life when your kids become adults.
Yes, and so I'll segue with that because, like, for me, Livy was home for spring break, and we were just sitting down. We're like, let's watch a movie. Brad picked out this movie. And I instantly, like, fell in love with it. It's one of my favorites. And I think the reason I loved it so much is because it felt, like, so timely with, like, I just let my last child go. And this is considered, like, a coming of age. Like, their oldest child is leaving.
Yes. And it's called,
to go off
it's
to college.
Called My Old
and,
Last.
Yeah. It was just so sweet and tender and. I loved it so much.
It struck a chord with me too. I think I cried almost the whole movie.
It's so relevant.
Yes, it felt relevant to me. Mm-hmm. It seemed it was just so sweet, and I just loved that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That awareness that a young person starts having of the world around them
and the innocence and stuff. So we're going to let you guys know right now, in order for us to talk about the romance part of this movie, we are going to give spoilers. So if that's going to ruin it for you,
just stop listening.
Stop
right
listening
now. Come
right
back
now.
Later.
Yeah, watch it and then come back. Or listen and then watch it.
I would just say, you know how we usually say, who would we recommend this movie to?
I think this movie works for a lot of people.
I'm trying to think who I wouldn't.
I know. Anybody. I think everybody would love this.
I will say this, just because you know my background, that There's cursing.
There's a lot of cursing, there's a lot
drug use
and stuff. So,
if you're offended by that, maybe not. But listen to this, you know this is an explicit podcast, so chances are you're going to love it.
Yeah.
And for me, it's in my top 10. I absolutely loved this movie.
It
was cute.
So the movie is My Old Ass. It's directed by Megan Park and written by Megan Park.
Oh, ah. Megan, I love you.
The Elliot is played by Macy Stella.
And this is the girl who's, it's her coming of age story.
Yes. And the older Elliot, and we'll clear that up in just a minute, is played by Aubrey Plaza. And Chad is played by Pelroy. Pelroy Haynes White.
Yeah.
Which I think is a French name.
It sounds very French.
Because this does take place in Canada.
Yeah.
And they do
on a cranberry farm.
Yes.
In a small town with population of like
300.
300.
Yeah, teeny tiny little town. But beautiful. We're watching it and Livy's like, this reminds me of home, but like on steroids.
It's so pretty.
So beautiful.
And it starts with Elliot and her friends. Elliot has this little motorboat.
This janky little motorboat.
Yeah. But it's almost like I feel like a car.
She treats it like a car.
That's how she gets from one end of the lake to all the places she needs to be. And
scary at times. I'm like, oh.
It's her 18th birthday, and she and her friends are planning. They go to this little camping area on the lake. So they boat up to it.
And she's about to start college in about 2 months. And she's leaving this little town, and she's so excited about it because even though she has really close relations in the town, she wants to see the world. She wants to see the world. She doesn't want to grow up to take over her family's farm, you know, nothing like that. She just wants to get out.
And I think this is a scenario that happens with most small town kids. I mean, we see it here.
Oh, absolutely. They go away and they come back.
You can't wait to leave at that age.
You do want to branch out. You do want to become independent and separate from your family.
Well, and then everyone's
such an exciting time.
So many people come back. And raise their, they're like, I want to raise my family here.
So she, we also see that she has a relationship with a girl. Before they go to their camping spot, they stop and Elliot,
hooks up with a chick.
Yeah.
Her dream girl.
Her two friends, just like, it's pretty cute. Her two friends are chatting about life, you know, waiting for her. Yeah. On the dock while she goes in and has this little fling with the
and she totally picks her up that night. she's pretty suave. She's like hooked up with every girl, is what her friends said and stuff. Like she's a very physical girl.
Yeah.
Yes, but it's, I think,
and
it's
she's
cute.
Always in her entire life identified as being a lesbian.
Always. Yep.
Always. Never even had a thought of a boy, and she's very much an active.
Yes.
Yeah.
Active player.
She loves to love. She's got a very big heart.
And so then they go to the camps. Ground and their plan is to take mushrooms and just kind of have this awakening experience kind of see what happens,
which I will say therapeutically speaking, mushrooms are used to help people like have these awakenings and spiritual experiences
and LSD.
They've been used in cultures throughout mankind for centuries on end. Like that's your coming of age, is you go on your walkabout or you there's a lot of different terms for it. So like I thought it was really cool that they chose this moment when they are growing up and figuring out who they are and what they want to do in life to have a spiritual experience with their friends in a safe place.
It was so funny because they're sitting around going, are you feeling anything? Are you feeling anything?
Oh my gosh.
And then suddenly one of the girls is off doing some
dancing. And the other one's just like, and then she basically falls off the log.
One of them just starts giggling. But I don't know if you guys have ever had this experience, but it's your serotonin dump phase. And the giggles
are
real. They hit pretty hard.
But Elliot's like going, oh, wow, okay, everyone seems to be having an experience except for me. And then suddenly, this woman, like in her 30s, like
39, pop, yeah.
Yeah, 39 kind of pops up next to her.
Sitting on the log.
She's mm-hmm. And Elliot's like, who are you? And she says, I'm you.
Right.
At 39.
And she's like, huh?
And she's like, no, you're not. And then they have this like little battle
exchange.
She's
like, your left breast is one cup size bigger than your right. She's like, what?
Yeah, and to prove that she is her older self.
Yeah. Right. And then yeah. Your toe, and then she actually lets it slip that they lose a toe.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you didn't have that yet. She's like, what? And she's like, can I see your toe just because I miss it?
Right? It's so funny. And then she finally convinces her because she's like, and that scar we got.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, wait. Oh my gosh. You and have it. They show each other's scars and they're perfectly matching. She's like, you are me.
And she was so excited that she's like, and it does work on me. The shrooms are working on me.
And you know what? If that's all it was, how awesome.
Yeah, right.
That would be a great trip.
Yeah.
But it was more than that.
Yes, because Elliot says, you know, I want to give you some advice.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can help ourselves, you know, when we're older, when mm-hmm. when you're my age, I'm going to help you to help me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wouldn't you just love to be able to have reached out to your future self?
Sure.
Or like, your younger self. So what I love about
this, vice versa, yes.
they both learned from each other in this, which mm-hmm. I thought was just amazing because you would think that only the older one would give wisdom and insight to the younger mm-hmm. one, but I love the fact that in this one, and that's why it's so beautiful and where we're going to spoil things to talk about the love story.
Yeah. And this movie wasn't presented as a love story.
No,
it wasn't a romance. It was considered like a comedy.
Yeah, a coming of age comedy,
mm-hmm. which it really truly was, but there was such a poignant love story
it's a love story in many ways, but it's like a love story with herself.
Mm-hmm. And it's also the love story with Chad, who mm-hmm. is, you know.
Yeah, so one of the big advice she tells herself is like, do not fall in love with Chad.
And she's like,
no, she doesn't even tell you to fall in love. She says, stay away from Chad. She doesn't even say fall in love. Like, she doesn't say, oh no, Chad's going to steal all your money. Chad's going to
She just says stay away from Chad no matter what.
And she doesn't tell her why.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if someone said something like that to me, I would only be like that much
wrong
to
Chad. And she hadn't even met Chad yet.
She didn't know Chad.
She's like, you're smoking crack. I don't
she's
even
like,
know
okay,
with Chad. Okay.
Shut up. I'll stay away from Chad.
I don't
whatever.
Know Chad.
Yeah.
And then the next like day or two, she meets
and I love
Chad.
The silly questions that she asks, like, oh, I can't remember. I didn't even take notes, but it's like, oh, should I play this lottery? Or like, you know, those everyday questions you think you'd want to know, but she's like, oh.
Well, the older Elliot is like, I don't know this. Like, I can't
and what
give
are,
you
what
that
am
advice.
Doing
I don't even know that.
Years,
you know? Yeah.
What am I doing when I'm 39 with my life? And she's like, oh my gosh, that's boring. Because
she's still in school. She's getting her master's degree. She's like, uh-huh. What?
I'm still in school? Yes.
Yeah. I think she's working on her PhD.
PhD. Oh, yeah, PhD. I'm a PhD candidate. So that's exciting. That's good news. She goes, what? I'm 39 and I'm still in school? and then it's cute because then the older one somehow programs her telephone number into her cell phone.
Yes.
So then they're
then
able
they
to have
text each other
and even talk on the phone and have real life conversations.
And she programs her in as my old ass.
Yeah. My old ass. Yeah.
My old ass. Advice
so
for my old ass.
After this night, she wakes up and her old self isn't there
mm-hmm.
and she gives herself a call. And then they continue this great conversation.
Yes.
And Elliot works on their cranberry farm. And every day she like goes down to this little swimming hole.
Mm-hmm.
She takes off all her clothes, jumps in, and she's kind of, you know, swimming around. And suddenly this young man comes out of the water. She's like, what? Who are you? What are you doing here?
I loved that scene. She's like, kind of like, can you see underneath there?
And he's like, no, I can't see anything more. You know, no, like not even anything.
She's like, how long have you been here? Where did you come from?
Because he literally had been under there forever.
Yeah, like,
Wasn't he working on like trying to hold his breath?
Yes.
And you just immediately, like, I just immediately fell in love with how adorable.
Yes, he was. And then he was trying to comfort her, like, it's okay. And, you know,
I didn't see anything. It's very murky.
Yeah. And then she finds out he's Chad.
Yes. And she's like, whoa.
Okay. Well, I'm leaving. She's like,
yeah.
Because she's been getting really good advice from her old self about bond with your siblings.
Yes.
Talk more with your parents. This is where your mom was coming from. You know.
And this is what.
Spend time with your family.
Spend time with
your
family. You're not going to regret it.
This is what this is what killed me is because. Yeah. You know, she's just a carefree young girl. She's doing her thing.
She went out.
And she, you know, like her parents bug her, her brothers bug her, you know.
Yeah.
They're just in
she
her way.
She skipped her birthday party with them and they had like baked, her brother had made her a cake and decorated.
Yes.
And they were waiting around for hours and hours and hours for her to come so they could do the birthday celebration with her. And then she never showed up.
I mean, I can't tell you how like relevant that felt.
Yeah.
In some ways, because I'm like,
it's so true.
Corbin, where are you? Corbin, okay, I'm waiting. I'm still here.
I know. I think that our girls are like at least like paying attention to us still.
I know.
But you know, I just think that is something that you would. So a theme that goes along in this story, and it's something that Chad, as she can't help become friends with Chad because he's so enduring and sweet, and he works on on her family's farm, so they have to work together.
When
there's a moment where he says to her, "Do you remember when the last time you played pretend with your friends was?" There was one day. It was the last day you were riding your bikes and you were being chased by zombies and you're all sweaty and hot. You're riding your bikes around and then you rode your bike home, got into bed and woke up the next day and never played pretend with your friends again. She's like, he said, do you remember that day? And
such a good question.
Which was the theme of the movie. I felt it was take advantage of every moment of your life and see it almost as your last day, because you never know if it is not your last day, but your last moment doing anything or with any one person. And so she starts spending time.
That about Chad. Mm-hmm. He was just such an endearing person.
He lived
so like wholeheartedly and full.
And so she kind of does take the advice of her older self and she starts spending more time with her mom and her dad and her brother.
And she keeps trying to avoid Chad, but then she keeps having these endearing moments with him.
Yes.
And she keeps texting her older self, like, what? Tell me. I need to know.
Why do I need to stay away from him? Because he is so
He's like the nicest person
amazing.
I've ever
met.
Like, I don't understand. He comes across like, is he some sort of axe murderer? He's
right.
the nicest human I've
because
ever met.
Wouldn't you think that if somebody said the only thing you need to know about life
is to stay away from Chad,
I would be like, well, I know I have to know.
Exactly.
What is so bad about Chad?
And then she's also going, and then she starts like, and you can even see like she's developing sexual tension with him.
Yes.
Which is super weird
for her because she's like, I'm a lesbian. She even tells him.
I like girls.
Yeah. Didn't they kiss? And then she was like, did they not quite kiss? There was just sexual tension.
Well, I want to touch on this.
They fell over on the boat and he was on top of her.
Yes. Mm. And I kind of want to touch on this really quickly, but there are these moments, you know, that you see that she's having with her mom and her brothers.
Yes.
And she also hasn't been paying attention and nobody's kind of really told her, but she finds out that her parents are selling the cranberry farm.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is the last summer she's going to be in her home and on this property that she loves.
It's in this
tiny little town because she's not going to get to come back to it. Here she wants to escape it. But I think she's always thought that she could still come back when she wanted to. And she's finding out that, no, you don't get to come back now.
This is it. So she is starting to, like, understand that she needs to appreciate every moment. And she starts doing that. Like, she's appreciating her family and the town and the lake and her friends and taking in every moment. Mm-hmm. And also she can't help but enjoy every moment with Chad too.
Yes. Yes.
She's skeptical, but she can't help it because he's such a, like, a sweet young man.
She's just drawn to him.
Oh, yes. She is. And they have such a cute, like, it's so well done. The movie's so well done.
Yeah. And so they what happens? Like, she needs to sell her boat because she's moving. And he's a good mechanic, so he's kind of helping her out.
Yeah.
And he, like, cleans her boat for her, like, so it looks amazing.
Totally details it.
Details it.
Without being asked, without expecting anything for it. Just because he's adorable.
And do they go to
sell
it or something?
So they decide to take it on one last spin.
Yes, one last spin.
Before they don't sell it.
Well, no, and her friends, because her friends, when after he does this, so she admits to one of her girlfriends that she's kind of starting to have a crush, that she's, like, questioning.
Yes.
She's, like, questioning.
And they are shocked.
If she is, she's like, I don't know if I'm a lesbian. I might be bi. And and then her friend gave her some really great advice, too. She's like, you know, one thing you told me is labels are fine and they're useful if they're useful. But if a label's not useful, don't use it.
Yeah, that was great advice.
You don't need to worry about that. You don't need to create a label if there's not a label. Like, why? A label is only useful if it's relevant.
Yes, mm-hmm. Just do what you feel.
Yes.
If you feel...
No. And then her friends picked up on after he's been and totally detailed their boat and stuff like that. And he's like, well, should we take it up for when we're right? And then her girlfriends were like, yeah, we need to go. We're not available. We're leaving. You guys are going by yourselves.
Yes.
And
was
good
so
friends.
Sweet.
They totally...
Really good
and then, so then she was stuck in this moment because she had been telling herself
to stay away from Chad.
But then
how could you?
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're out on the lake and something, like, the motor falls off the boat.
Yes.
So they're kind of stuck and then it starts raining on them.
Downpouring.
So they paddle to this dock
fishing cabin
fishing boat. Yeah, I don't know. It was a boathouse or something.
A new storage place, whatever.
Yes, and it's covered and has this, like, two-story deck. And so they put on dry clothes and they go up to the second deck, like, level. And it's pouring rain. And they sit out on the deck and kind of look out on the view, which is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And she gives in at that point, I think.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm okay.
And she even says to him, she was like, she looks at him and she just goes, I'm a lesbian. And he's like,
so?
Okay. Yeah. and she goes, yeah, but I think I might not be. And he's like, okay.
Oh, did she say something?
Yes. And then she goes, and I'm not supposed to say, she makes up a name. Well, Gary. Yeah, this Gary guy. Like, she makes, like, I was told that I need to stay away from Gary and I can't. You know, he realizes he's Gary.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's like, well, why can't you be with Gary? Gary would like to be with you.
And she says, I've never had boy sex before.
So sweet and sweet.
Yeah, it was cute.
He was so sweet.
He was really sweet.
And, I mean, you gather that they do have sex. Mm-hmm. And
she also can't get a hold of her older self at this point for like 4 days.
She's like, I'm trying to stay away from him. I need to know, am I going to be killed? Like, what?
Why do I have to?
She's like, I can't figure it out because he's so great.
He's like, everything I've never met. She's like, I've never, you know, met anyone that I would ever. And so then she ends up being with him. And giving into it. And then she's just freaking out because she doesn't know why she wasn't supposed to be with him. So she goes
and she loves.
She's
in love with him.
So I think it's just right after that they come back to the, you know, the property.
Yeah, and she goes and gets stoned out of her gourd to try to get a hold of herself again.
Yes, and she's like, "Where have you been?" And it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's with Chad, and he's behind or something. She comes up, she's walking up to her house and her old self appears. She's like, where have you been? I've been trying to get a hold of you because I like I really like Chad. She, and her older self's like, no, you can't. You can't.
Yes.
So they kind of have this
discussion. What does he do? What does he do?
Yeah. She makes her older self tell her.
Finally tell her. And what does she?
Oh, I know. This is when I lose it.
Oh my God, me too. I was bawling. So what, Courtney, what was it that was so horrible that Chad
did? Well, she says, Chad dies.
That's what he did. That breaks
your heart. Yes. Because he's so wonderful. Yes.
There's nothing wrong with him because he's so.
You realize that, she doesn't want to have that heartache. Mm-hmm. And if she wants to avoid it because, and she says, there's actually nothing you can do about it. Like you cannot do anything about him dying. He just does. Yeah. And there's nothing you can do about it. And you tried. So we don't know how he dies.
No.
Because
or when he's going to die. You don't know if he died when she was 38, if he died when she was 22. You have no clue.
Because and as the story ends, they're still
broken at 39.
At 39. She's so no matter when it happened, she has not recovered.
And I think that's probably one of the most beautiful teaching moments that she learns from her younger self.
Yes.
And so she's I'm going to appreciate every day I have.
Yeah, she's sorry, I am not going to not have a relationship with Chad.
Yeah, she's like, I will take the future hurting to have right now.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to appreciate every single moment I have with Chad. And then her older self, that's when her older self takes a step back and she's like,
oh my God, I have something to learn from you.
You're right. Like, I don't want to take that away.
Yeah.
Why would you take that away?
The most beautiful moment of my life. Yeah, it's bittersweet, but it's.
You're right. Yeah.
And then it was really harsh because then Chad comes up. And so the older self, he can see her.
Yeah. Yes.
And they were both shocked that he could see her. And then she gets to talk to him.
Uh-huh.
And she gives him a hug. And then she basically gives her younger self permission to stay with him. And after she gives him the hug, you could just see, like, she just tries to keep it together. And she's just, like, tears start to stream her face. So she doesn't look at him. She walks away.
She's also appreciating that last moment.
Yes, that last moment with him.
That she's getting a second chance.
Yes, and also to forgive him for dying.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful.
So well done.
Yes.
So Megan, thank you for bringing this gift into our lives. I just think that, like, if you guys had that choice, like, would you want to know, like, to avoid?
Do you know?
Would you want to know? Or would you?
It's because weird.
Well, I mean, sometimes those
are the things we've gone through, right?
Yeah.
That have been really freaking hard. Or, you know.
That they make
you wish, like, why? I wish I could have avoided that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then you wouldn't have the life you have, I suppose.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I mean, with some of that.
Yeah, I mean, you think about, like, anything you would change in your life, but you're like, but if I did change anything in my life, I wouldn't be where I am right now. And I guess I like where I am right now. I mean,
I like the things that I've learned.
Yeah.
I like the people that are in my life.
And there's no other way to have that unless you go through that.
That's true. And I love my children. Like, I would never change the children I have. I would never change the friends I have. I would never change my husband. I love him.
Yeah. But I'm here. I have my children. I'm in Sandpoint. I have you guys.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's so many things that, like, if I altered any of my decisions,
absolutely,
I wouldn't be, you know, even if my life wasn't going perfect right now, I would still have all these other things in my life that, like, are special.
The one thing that I haven't been through and that I haven't experienced and that terrifies me more than anything else in the world is, like, losing.
I can't even go there. Like, I don't even want to think about that. Right. That would be awful. I mean, I don't even want to go there with that.
That was one of the hard things that, you know, because, like, Bob is just a little bit older than me. And so that's one of the things that just sucks for me because I'm like, fuck.
And I don't know how people, because they lose people that are near and dear to them every day. And I don't know.
I don't know how they do it.
Don't know how.
I don't know how they do it. I don't know.
Yeah. So that's real, real.
But I've made Bob promise he's not allowed to die. So.
Well, but you know, and I think the lesson that I learned though is like every single moment and every single day that you have is a gift.
It's true.
And that to share it with another person is an even better gift. And so appreciate it. Cherish it. And I mean, I remember, I don't know, tomorrow either,
because you have to plan, you have to, you know, you need to do things that make sense for tomorrow, but you need to be present in the moment too.
Yeah. It's cause the present is a gift.
It is a gift.
And the gift is a present.
You can't change the past. And...
But I think it's just so important that, you know, like we might be pissed at each other or things might be rough, but like love each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like all we have is time. The rest of it doesn't matter.
It's true.
And if you're going to waste your time, like being unkind and mean, like, oh, do you want to look back and say that's my life?
Or that's who I was. Like, you don't have control over other people. You mm-hmm. don't have control over everything that happens to you. You can set yourself up for good things, but you still don't have control of those things happening or bad things happening to you. All you have control over are the choices you make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what things you allow yourself to precipitate on, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you can't stop yourself from, I'm saying the word wrong, perseverate on, if you can't control yourself from perseverating on something, do you seek help to mm-hmm. stop that? You know, like you have the choice to try to seek help to stop that.
Yeah. But one of the moms, Kari, that I spent the, mm-hmm. with Turks and Caicos, she listens to a woman who has a podcast, and her kind of this theme she has is let them. But I kind of am saying, let it go, which is the same idea, which, you know, you can't, like you said, you can't change things. You can't change people. Mm-hmm. You can't. So there's no reason to hold it in and get frustrated and angry and, you know, precipitate.
Perseverate.
Because it will only, you will only get stuck.
Yes.
Rather than moving on.
That's smart, Courtney. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let it go. Let it go.
Now, let's just talk about, just a little side note there. Letting something go does not mean that you ignore it. It doesn't mean that you don't experience it. It doesn't mean that you don't learn from it. It doesn't mean that you don't set boundaries. It doesn't mean block it out. Mm-hmm. There's a difference.
Yes. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, because you'll experience everything, but then to be able to experience it, see it,
take it for what it is,
be able to let it go.
Put it in its place.
Yes. And then move on.
Take the parts that will serve you with you and leave the rest behind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, should we talk about the...
Yeah, it's spicy, all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, let's rate it.
Would these two people realistically ever get together?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's just so sweet because it just...
They're destined. Just,
yeah, they were destined. It just makes sense. I mean, even her, where she's like, I'm a different person than I thought I was. Like, I didn't... Yeah. This was never even on my plate.
How long will their relationship last?
Until one of them dies.
We don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we say 25 to life.
Yeah. To life. Life. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they do. We already know that they do.
We do know that.
That they last but I until think life.
They were so sweet and cute and great together before. Mm-hmm.
You know, It is interesting because, like, that's a hard time because even if you meet your person when you're super young, sometimes they're still your person, but sometimes you need to go have some experiences before you're ready for the relationship. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Chad is like old soul. I mean, he really is. And you could see that he would probably move through life accepting things and her. And
yes. She wasn't an old soul.
No.
But because she had access to her old ass, she could relate to an old soul.
Yes.
And appreciate
And
that.
Also, she had the other gift.
Yeah.
She had the gift of, she was such a young soul, which is a gift. Like she even says, you know what? One of the gifts of youth, and so because she's not an old soul, she's I'm excited about everything. I want to learn about everything. I want to kiss everyone. I want to experience everything. I want to I'm not afraid of living.
Yeah,
because I want to, I will live. I know that I believe that I can withstand
anything that comes my way.
Yeah.
I would rather face the storm than not go out to sea.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter.
Well, wait. Spice?
How spicy.
Spice?
I said jalapeno.
I do too.
Yeah, jalapeno.
There's some kissing. There's some
kissing.
Sweet stuff.
Yeah, there's sweet.
You know,
it's all pretty sweetness. There's nothing like all, ooh, I'm bothered. And there was no tinglies. There was awes. And then there was oh, kids, you know? Yeah. Like when she's such a hornball at the beginning. And you're just like, oh my God, you little horny toad.
She was cute.
It was cute. You're just like, oh my God, this so reminds me of like sloppy junior high kisses. Okay, whatever. You're like, which is a little uncomfortable to watch. You're like, oh my God, someone else going through their awkward, awkward stage.
It was so relatable though. So
it was
fun.
It was cute.
And then finally, doesn't matter. And
I thought it mattered.
This is what I wrote. I said, yes, it is always important to slow down in life and value every moment because things change. We only gain the perspective later in life and wish we had known it when we were younger.
But her older self had closed off life because she had
her younger self at this point probably will make her older self happier.
I think so.
They needed to teach each other some things at that moment in time.
And isn't that kind of neat about how sometimes we forget that we have within ourselves the perspective to look at things from different vantages. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just forget
within
to do
ourselves.
That within ourselves. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just thought it was hugely important. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I agree.
This is a concept that I feel like everyone needs to just take in.
Yeah. And we all need to stop, slow down.
Yes.
Yeah. I did write down my favorite line, which is, and I can't remember who says it now.
Was it the old ass or the young ass? Or not the ass
I think
all.
She is, I think Elliot is saying it, you know, in perspective maybe.
Mm.
But she says, healthy love is like safety and freedom all at once.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that sweet?
Healthy love is like safety and freedom all at once. That's true. Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely true.
Wow, that's so well put.
Yeah. I think she says that like when she decides to love Chad.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that sums up the concept of that movie.
Because
so well.
That's how she feels with him.
Yeah. And you know what? My favorite line was from that same speech that she tells her old self, like, no, I am going to love him. I'm going to love him more than, you know, as much as I possibly can while I can.
Yeah. Right. Oh God.
When she does that, like, no, I'm not going to not love him. In fact, I'm going to love him even more. I'm going to love him as hard as I can, as much as I can. I am going to get as much love experience out of my time with him as I possibly can have.
Yeah.
And I will take that hurt knowing I'm going to take that hurt. So I can have this love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's so important. to have that in your life because it's such a gift. I loved the scene with her mother.
Actually. Oh, that was great. That was a great scene.
She and her mom, she was sitting there. Her mom was just looking out over the water in her little rocking chair and just, you know, oh, the heartache of like saying goodbye to your daughter.
Oh, oh, I know.
It came so high.
And it was just really sweet.
It was really sweet.
I love the whole thing. I can't even talk.
And what was it? Her mom says, you know, you cried and cried and cried.
Yeah.
And I was so tired. And like, I had to like, you know, and she's like, I couldn't wait until you stopped crying. And I could finally get some sleep or something. And she's like, and now what I wouldn't give to hold. Yeah. Because like, once you stopped crying, you went to bed and I never held you again like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what I wouldn't do to hold you again.
To have one more day of playing pretend on our bikes that the zombies were chasing us.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That there are so many.
There's so many special moments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yeah. But it is definitely not a movie to watch when you're not like in a mode to cry.
Well, and I think.
But it was sweet crying.
For me, and I feel like for you guys too, it's like hits a spot right now. Like our kids are in her space,
yes.
and we're in the parent space, and it just hits.
Because the old ass is, you know, she's actually younger than us, but she theoretically could be the, you know, old enough to be the mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's like, you need to hang out with mom more. She's like, why?
She's cool. And your younger brother, go golfing with him. You know, go spend time with your younger brother. And then at first,
nobody's gonna love you like your mama.
Yeah,
it's true.
Oh, it's a special kind of love.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I'm so glad.
Brad picked this movie.
That's what you said.
Okay, well, this is why we love Brad.
There's so many reasons. But
yeah, this is just the one. Just
But yes, I mean, who would I recommend this to? Honestly, I want to say I would recommend it to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to recommend it to my mom, but I know she would hate it. So
it's a little bit in your face at the beginning with just, you know, that
my mom's not comfortable with the concept of, you know, drugs and and using certain language.
Yeah. There's a lot of swearing. There's a lot of, and in some senses, like I would have preferred the movie if there wasn't so much. I would have loved the movie if there wasn't so much drug use, if there wasn't so much swearing.
Mm-hmm. But the reality is that's what young people are kind of doing, you know, like that the reality
is. Yeah, I guess that's the reality.
It's the vernacular.
It is.
Yeah, it was appropriate.
Yeah,
I would have enjoyed, you know, it was on point. Mm-hmm. I would have enjoyed the movie more had there not been as much swearing, had there not been as much drug use.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah, I have the worst potty mouth out of three of us, and I'm still the one who's like, he was a little bit too much scary for a movie.
I'm the one that grew up thinking you were going to go to hell if you said the F word.
I know, and I'm the one who drops it every, like, drop it like it's up.
I mean, the F word, see, I can't even say it. But anyway, that's my family. I think they would struggle, but I'm sad that they wouldn't get to enjoy a movie like this.
Yes, because, you know, like if that bothers you, but obviously, Valerie, you could see past that.
Oh, obviously. Definitely.
Like, appreciate it.
So you just have to know, like, if you're someone who is sensitive to those things, you have to just understand that that's not what
the movie is about.
Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't a movie that's, oh, drug use is so cool. They're going to go have this spiritual, you know.
They're having a spiritual awakening.
Yeah, this is just a mechanism to make, it's a mechanism to make the younger self meeting the older self makes sense for why it happened.
Just also, this has culturally been going on for centuries.
Exactly.
This is not a weird, like, ceremony. Like, this is
a coming of age ceremony. Kind
it's
of.
Nothing
in a sense.
Weird
yes,
about it.
Exactly. So, you got to get, you know, if you look at it like that, then you're like, okay. And if you're just like, okay, you know, some people are like me and swear a lot. So.
Mm-hmm. And I would say if you had a spiritual guide to help you, oh, it's a great experience. We'll just say that.
Yeah.
Yes. Mostly that I've never done. I've never, you know, I've never done anything like that. So.
I don't regret my experience.
Well, I have to say that, like, I was probably her age when I mushrooms.
That's funny.
I went with my two friends to a Ziggy Marley concert, and I don't think we made it.
Oh, my God. I totally remember Ziggy Marley.
We didn't even make it into the concert.
That's hilarious.
We got to the grass outside of the...
It was probably better out there.
See, I just have such issues with those things because in my family it's been just so it's been so destructive.
Yeah.
Well, and so I've always been just like, don't even touch it.
Yeah. Psilocybin?
Any of that stuff.
I will say that in about, I think, 1984, they shut down research on this and they're just now allowing that again.
Yeah.
And they're... I mean, I was introduced to this concept in Fantastic Fungi, a Netflix documentary.
Yeah.
And I see that. There's a lot of research that's now going into it. There's a lot of therapeutic use. Mm-hmm. And we just don't understand it because there's this stigma.
But I kind of almost and think that, to be quite honest, I actually think that in mental health and stuff like that, I do know that there are some therapeutic uses of LSD that actually can rewire the brain. It can it can do one of two things. It can make it go off the fucking deep end. See, and I'll say the F word I want.
Oh, yeah.
It can make you go off the deep end, or it can help rewire. It could be a really quick reset for some people whose brains have gotten a little off-wired. And so it has been used to help with some mental health issues. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it's a cool thing to research, and I'm all for helping people's brains work appropriately. I don't like the cultural aspect of it not being done in a medical setting for a spiritualistic guide. Like I'm like, I love midwives. I think that's the way to have a baby, but I also think you should have the midwife in the hospital with you. Also we've been spoiled with in our community. We've had some of the best, you know, like I feel like our, you know, gynecologists and our doctors had a midwife flavor to them. They were so loving and caring and amazing. Mm-hmm. I loved
having my voice here. I thought it was so special.
And they were such beautiful people. And it felt like that type of a loving experience.
Yeah, I felt like it was sort of that on the edge of,
yes,
like you're getting like a midwife sort of like, they're like, bring some ginger in.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
exactly.
Seep it in the crock pot. Bring some music. Bring your husband. Bring some food, like whatever's going to make you comfortable.
Exactly.
That doesn't really happen in a lot of hospitals. Yeah. I don't think.
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And then the doctors were like your friends. You see them in the grocery store. You know, it's small town family. They're like, they know that they're going to be with these kids. These kids are going to be the people who help them when they get older. You know, like these are the kids who shovel your walk. You know, this is the.
Well, I will say, back to the original concept, psilocybin done in nature is very different than psilocybin done in a clinical office during a therapy session, which it is used.
Mm-hmm.
They're different uses.
For me, it just scares me to have people self-prescribing without... only because of just how much addiction has impacted my family.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm all like...
Well, there's not enough research.
There's not. And so there's not enough research... I'm not going to do it until the research is there because I feel like I'm someone who's at high risk of having addictive issues with these things. So for me, it's not worth the risk.
I would say do some research on it. And I'll leave it there. I don't want to go into it, but that's what I'm going to leave it at.
All right. Well, yes. Thank Brad.
Yes, that was a great movie.
It was so wonderful. And yes. I hope you all watch it.
Yeah, I recommend it. It's a sweet movie.
Yep. Right. And hopefully you watched it before we spoiled it for you. Yeah. If not go, yeah, immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe once again, like if you have an idea of what's happening, maybe you can get a whole other
perspective
of it from the beginning. Like it's maybe one of those movies you watch again and you see it from a different,
you know.
And I would love, like, okay, so I would love if you have some insight that maybe you gain from watching this or from share it, because I want to hear your experiences of love, and I don't care if it's with a romantic partner, your mother,
absolutely,
your community,
yourself, just even self love.
No,
yeah,
I would love to share that.
We love love stories, so whatever,
right? So yes, get on our website, myperfectromance.com, and you'll find links.
Like and share,
and then follow us. You can listen to us wherever you can get a podcast, pretty much.
Yeah.
It goes everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we get around.
Rate us, review, tell your friends.
Like an 18-year-old girl.
My goal is to spread love and curiosity in the world. And
I love it.
I love it. Obviously, we love.
Well, see you guys next time.
All right. Thanks, all.